Iranian people, along with top Iranian officials, have gathered in Shuhada Square, which was formerly known as Jaleh Square, to commemorate the sacrifices and the braveries of those who laid down their souls 36 years ago on this day.
September 8th proved the political understanding of Iran's nation and their adherence to the Islamic values.
At 6 a.m. Friday, September 8th, 1978, an Iran's radio announced martial law in Tehran and 10 other cities declared by the Shah's regime. Despite that, hundreds of people in Tehran streamed into Jaleh Square following a series of sporadic rallies, holding peaceful demonstrations and demanding an end to the unabated tyranny on the part of Mohammad Reza Shah, Iran's monarch. To avoid the imminent revolt, Shah's military units surrounded the square from all sides and opened machine gun fire on the trapped demonstrators, leaving hundreds dead and hundreds more injured. Ever since, this day has been referred to as Black Friday, a turning point in Iran's history which triggered a chain of mass demonstrations across the country led by the clerical leader Imam Khomeini and resulted in the fall of the age-old monarchy in Iran in the next few months.
I witnessed the shooting of innocent men, women and children, among whom was one of my sons. There was nothing but blood and the sound of shooting. That's why I really understand what Gaza people feel now.
It's believed by the experts that the rash of Shah's brutality at the time stemmed from the confidence he had gained by observing U.S. full support in his last meeting with Carter.
Iran, because of the great leadership of the Shah, is an island of stability in one of the more troubled areas of the world.
The U.S. sought someone who would provide their interests, so terms like human rights are not what they really practice, and they're using double standard policies to nurture their interests.
Abu Tarabi Fard went on to say that the U.S. continued its double standard policy, and after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, it backed Saddam Hussein in the war against Iran, and today they're giving rise to extremists and terrorist ideologies in the region to contain Iran.
Iranian youth say that they will stand firm to preserve the hard-earned independence gained by the self-sacrifice and devotion of the martyrs who offered blood to save a nation. Yusuf Jalali, Press TV, Tehran.